In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. You may not have heard the first part of that gospel reading, but the first part is the key message, the key point of the message that I want to lift up for our consideration today from the Gospel of Matthew. At that time, Jesus saw a great throng, a large group of people, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. And then goes on the great event and the miraculous dividing of and feeding the 5,000, which likely was closer to 10,000, because the way the gospel says, it's 5,000 men with also the women and the children, so probably 10,000 plus people, and making 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed all the multitude. But the key point here that I want to lift up is this word and this understanding of compassion that both our Lord exhibited, but also our disciples, or the disciples rather, exhibited compassion. Now, how can that be? Because it says that in response to the fact that there was a multitude, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a lonely place and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Doesn't sound very compassionate, but as we understand this gospel and as we apply it in our lives, they did have it to a point. They just did not understand deeply this compassionate response that our Lord showed and our Lord revealed to them. So I read the gospel in Greek, and I do that often for various reasons, but one is so you can hear the words and then explain them. And trust me, I don't always understand it either, but it's important for us to understand the way the gospel was written, because it means something in terms of the word. Now, there's a Greek word for compassion, symbonia, which means compassion, sympathy, charity, commiseration, a feeling, a good feeling for our fellow humans. But then there's another word, and that's the word that was used in the gospel today, esplachnia, which means compassion, mercy, charity or love, mercifulness. And this is the word that's used. And the reason why this distinction is important is because compassion in this sense, in this deeper sense of the gospel, means literally to suffer together, to suffer together with one another, to feel motivated to relieve the suffering of others. Compassion is not the same as empathy or altruism, though they're related. And it's easy to use compassion and empathy in the same way. Empathy is feeling another person's pain, whereas compassion is taking action to relieve another person's pain, to relieve their suffering. It's active. Being empathetic is a good thing. It leads us, hopefully, to a compassionate response, to acting to help relieve the suffering of others. The disciples may have been empathetic, but our Lord showed compassion, and we know that he healed a great many that day. It was a long day for our Lord, and he himself was suffering to a point, as only our Lord can suffer. He was sad because if we read the gospel, the passages just before this, he had just been given the news that his cousin John the Baptist had been beheaded. He was sad about this, just as he was sad about his friend Lazarus dying. And yet, he had compassion upon the people. You see, we too may have our own sadness or sorrow or suffering or trials or tribulation. But we too, and this is the deep meaning of this gospel, we too should seek the presence of the Lord. The Lord commanded this great multitude to sit down, to stay and not go away. They remained in His presence. And of course, they were fed physically, but more importantly, they were fed spiritually. The Lord had compassion. He didn't just see their suffering or their hunger for greater things. He did something, but He had the disciples do something, which was to go get the food. So that's the first point. The second, as I just said, Jesus directed the disciples to act. Our Lord could have provided everything without even going through this, maybe what is considered a dramatic episode, right? He could have performed the miracle of turning water into wine and bringing the food there Himself and do all these things, but He directed the disciples to do it, to act. That's the second important point, because He does the same for us. He directs us to act, even in our own hunger, even in our own suffering. We are, by extension, called just as the disciples were called, to preach the gospel, to bring the good news of salvation to the world, to know and to live and to act upon the truth. That's not always popular, not always received well, but it is what we are called to do. And by doing so, that's true compassion. Compassion is not going and doing something for someone just because. It is taking the food, the truth of the gospel, to feed them. Yes, we can help by serving at Austin Street and giving of our resources to help others. This is not just important, it's essential. But there's more. There's more we can do. That's living our life in the truth, living our life as Christ Himself lived His life. As high of a calling as that is, and as much as we fall and fail daily doing so, that is being responsive to our Lord's words, go get them something to eat. Our Lord never sends anyone away. He didn't send these people away. And throughout the gospel, even those who He, it seems, was indifferent to, He did not send them away. He called them to His presence, whether it be by His words or by His actions or just by His presence. He called them to Himself. He never sends anyone away. There's no need to go anywhere. There are plenty of resources around for us to alleviate our suffering or our sickness or our struggles. And we should avail ourselves of those things. But first and foremost, be in the Lord's presence. He is with you. He is with each and every one of us. We need to seek Him first in prayer, in the sacraments, in fellowship with one another. Always do this. And still use these other means that we have. But don't ever, ever forget. Seek the Lord first. He is with us. We should be in His presence as He is in our presence. In difficulties in life, do not turn away from Christ. Do not focus only on other solutions, because the Lord is the primary source of our healing, of our safety, of our security, of the love we all need and seek. Always seek the Lord first. The disciples' faith and willingness to serve others challenged them, and it challenges us to act, to exercise our faith, to love the multitudes as Jesus did, and as the disciples ultimately did as well, because the Lord not only called them, but He calls us. St. John Chrysostom says this about this miracle. In this miracle, Jesus was teaching them humility, temperance, and charity or love, to be of like mind toward one another and to share all things in common. You heard from the epistle from Corinthians that Paul talks about and implores the church there not to have any dissensions, to be of one mind, to be unified. We can do so much more in this parish, in our families, in our lives, if we are unified, if we have unity of faith and mind, to be able to share that which we have been given, to offer back to God and to His people that which we have been given. In this miracle, the church also sees the Eucharist because of the obvious, hopefully the obvious connection. He gave thanks and he broke the bread and he offered and distributed 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 10,000. We never run out of the Eucharist here. Even though there'll only be one chalice today, I assure you, as the prayer that we read right after I do the consecration, the Lord is broken but not divided. He's never depleted. He is always in our presence, in the Eucharist, in the Holy Spirit, in our prayer. The Lord is always in our presence. We too should always seek His presence in our life. So may this miracle, this event, be an encouragement to us, be a challenge to us, to follow His example of being compassionate to others, to the person next to us, to our families, to our communities, to the world, to not only feel empathy for them, but to act and to do something in their lives. And also, don't ever, ever, ever think or act out of the presence of the Lord. Always seek His presence in your life. Amen.